Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2014, and this is Heather Honeycutt reporting. I am a member of Washington, D.C., Council 21, and I am one of the 685. All voluntary furlough and partnerships awarded. It was announced yesterday that we have reached agreement with management to award all voluntary furloughs and partnerships on file, regardless of whether or not the participants were subject to involuntary furlough. An additional 36 voluntary furloughs and 21 partnerships have been awarded to flight attendants. Management will be contacting these flight attendants to advise them of the award and will revise the published list of voluntary furloughs, partnership, and involuntary furloughs. Keep in mind, for those subject to involuntary furlough, declining a voluntary furlough, or if either participant declining a partnership award, this will result in a requirement for either a crossover decision or being placed on involuntary furlough status. For those individuals awarded these most recent voluntary furloughs who have begun the return to work process and have previously been scheduled to attend requalification training, be advised that you will be removed from those requalification classes once the company is aware of your intent to accept the voluntary furlough. No action relative to these training assignments is required on your part. This is the right decision to work towards mutually agreeable solutions, and we appreciate the contributions of everyone involved to move this forward. The outstanding concerns related to the cause of United staffing and manpower issues remains in dispute. Our ongoing work involves AFA legal, outside legal, and various committees of our union. Collectively, we are working to affirm and defend the protections from involuntary furlough as a result of productivity changes contained within our contract. United shares causes delays. This morning, United encountered intermittent issues with shares causing delays across the system. United's IT team has stabilized the system and functionality of the share system has been restored. United has put in place a system-wide waiver for customers affected by this issue. Wintry storms continue across the U.S. Major wintry storm systems continue to impact the airline operations throughout the United States. As in all situations where irregular operations are a potential, carry your contract with you at all times and be familiar with the language in our contract that addresses cancellation and reassignment procedures, as well as our contractual prudent commuter policy, which is on pages 254 through 257 of our contract. In all instances, crew scheduling personnel should be able to advise you as to which section of the contract you are being reassigned. If you have any questions, please contact your local counsel. Dear Safety First in Turbulence. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. Recently, our flying partners have confronted the dangers of turbulence on several flights around the system. Especially in light of these events, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or CHOP, stow all but the necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. Use of tie-downs for carts is not only a federal regulation. Diligent use of tie-downs and lashes will prevent disaster. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAO on pages 2.159 cover the precautions we can take against turbulence industries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through these actions we should take during turbulence. FAO on page 2.162 states that when we confront moderate to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue service, set cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through the descent and the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. As safety professionals, we always work to protect against injury on board the aircraft. In our mobile work environment, which is subject to extreme conditions, such as turbulence, it is especially important that we maintain the process detailed in our FAOM for writing up cabin maintenance issues. When carpet is frayed, overhead bends won't close properly, galley floors are slippery, seats don't remain upright, lights are out, or bends or carts need service, the likelihood of crew or passenger injury increases. Look out for yourself and your crew. Be careful. Be safe. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we can continue building our future together.